When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Not everything in life is flexible, but at Capella University, your education can be. With our game-changing FlexPath learning format, you're empowered to fit education into your life without putting other priorities on hold. FlexPath lets you set your own deadlines and adjust them if something comes up. And depending on your schedule, you can take courses at your own speed and move on to the next one when you're ready. Imagine how a flexible education can make a difference in your life at capella.edu. Welcome to the $100 MBA show, because when you get better, so does your business. That's why we deliver daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's episode is a must-read episode. On our must-read episodes, I share with you a book that I've read that has influenced me as an entrepreneur. I share with you its takeaways, its insights, and why you should read it too. Today's must read is The 5-Minute Journal by Alex Icahn. Now, this is not your typical must read book, because there is a lot of writing you'll be doing instead of reading, but it is a book that I highly recommend. And that's why I wanted to cover it in today's episode. The 5-Minute Journal is actually an app, but they also make it in a hardcover book, which I actually prefer. In today's episode, I'll be telling you why the 5-Minute Journal is a must-have book. What are the benefits of it? What are you going to get out of this experience of doing the 5-Minute Journal? And why, if you've never got into journaling, why this one will work. Focusing on the right things at the right time will allow you to really perform at the highest levels in your business. And believe it or not, that's what this book is all about. Can't wait to get into it, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. The 5-Minute Journal is not your typical must-read book that you'd hear on our must-read episodes, because it's an interactive book. It's a book that you actually write in every day, and it's more writing than reading, but nevertheless, it's a book that you should have. You can check it out at 5minutejournal.com, and I have the hardcover, and I absolutely love it. Now, why do I love it? Why you're going to get a ton out of this journal? That's what I'm going to cover in today's episode. I want to start by saying that I've never been good at journaling, at writing in a diary, at putting down my thoughts. I've tried so many times. When I travel, I've tried to journal a little bit. I would do it for a day or two, and then I would drop off. I try to do it in my daily life, but I just never kept it going. One of the reasons why is because I didn't have a structure. I didn't know what to do or what to write about or how long to write for. I didn't have a focus. And when you don't have that, you don't have kind of a finish line. You don't know what you need to do every day. I knew from all the things I've heard about journaling that it's really beneficial, that it allows you to focus, allows you to have clearer thoughts, make better decisions, and really be really intentional in your day. Before I get into the benefits, I want to talk to you about what exactly is the 5-Minute Journal. Well, it's what it sounds like. You're going to spend 5 minutes a day writing in a journal. And sometimes it's actually less than 5 minutes. And it's broken down in morning and evening. So at the start of your day, you'd spend about 3 minutes answering some questions. And then at the end of the day, or the end of maybe your work day, you can spend 2 minutes answering some questions. So in total, it's 5 minutes. It's pretty simple. And it focuses on tapping into what you're grateful for every day. Also, setting intentions for the day. What are you going to do today to make it a great day? And also a short daily affirmation. Some people are not big fans of affirmations, where you kind of tell yourself who you are and what you want to do. But the reason why I'm a fan of affirmations is that you already have affirmations in your head. You have some sort of storyline in your head about what you can and cannot do. Things that you've adopted in your brain because of experiences in your life, because of things you've told yourself, because of disappointment, because of failure. And in order for you to break free from those stories that you have in your brain about yourself, you need to kind of create new ones, and you need to kind of tell yourself a new story. And that's really what an affirmation is saying, hey, I can do this. I am capable of X, Y, Z, or whatever I want to achieve. In the evening, you're going to focus on three amazing things that happened today, things that you did or accomplished. Now, I like this because it kind of is a review of the day, reminds you of your accomplishments. It gives you confidence. It also holds you accountable. Like, hey, did you actually do the things you set out to do today? And then lastly, you're just going to answer a question, how could I have made today a better day? And again, this helps you improve upon the next day. There's something about the repetition of this question that holds you accountable and makes you think, am I getting better? Am my habits getting better? Sometimes the best way to improve yourself is just asking yourself the right questions. And I feel like this journal really does that. And what I love about it is that it's short and snappy and you're done in 5 minutes a day. Now, there's a few reasons why I recommend the 5-minute journal. And the first reason is that it's a very simple task. It's going to take you 5 minutes. We all have 5 minutes. We can wake up 5 minutes earlier and get this done. But it's a very simple task that can actually make you happier. What is happiness really? It's the feeling of you being happy with yourself, feeling that you are doing the right things in life, that you are actually making forward progress. And this journal is really well designed to do that. So you actually start to feel happier every day you journal. Second, it really distills what works in a short format. They've studied proven concepts from psychology on what works when it comes to reminding yourself of the right things. So I like the fact that they took the best of the best and just condensed it into 5 minutes. The third thing I love about the 5-minute journal is that it was designed for those who don't write journals. So that really resonates with me. I've tried so many times and this one really works. The fourth thing that I love about this and what I wanted out of journaling that I couldn't get before because it was so daunting and so hard is that it gives you a snapshot of your past days, weeks, even years. And it allows you to see your personal growth. When you journal, you get to see that. You're actually recording your progress. And when you don't journal, you really can't. You're left to your memories and your memories could be foggy. There's a sense of personal development nostalgia that you have that you just can't get if you don't journal. And number five, it's great because you can commit to 5 minutes. It allows you to stick to a commitment. 5 minutes is not a lot of time. In fact, I say that you can get this done in 3 minutes, but sometimes you need to spend a little time pondering, thinking, reflecting to get your answers down on paper. Now, there's some other hidden benefits that I discovered with the 5-minute journal is that it's a short one pager. I don't have particularly good handwriting. I can force myself to have good handwriting if I slow down, but usually I'm in a rush and I'm writing notes really quickly. But this allows me to slow down. This allows me to really just focus on the answers, the short answers, write them slowly, and give my brain a little bit of a break, right? To slow down a little bit. The other thing I love about this book is that it's so well designed. It's clean, it's minimalist. They actually remind you when you have 2 weeks left in your journal to order your next journal, which is awesome. And what you could do is you could stack your journals in your bookshelf and you can basically have an archive of your thoughts every year, your progress, the things that you've achieved, the things that you have sought out to achieve. And it's an embodiment of what you can do with little increments of improvement, just 5 minutes a day. Those who know me know I'm an automobile lover. Heck, my first job at 13 was washing cars at a car dealership. That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Range Rover Sport. It's the perfect combination of sporting luxury, intuitive technology, and performance. I mean, this thing is stunning inside and out. Here are some of my favorite things about the Range Rover Sport. It has this purposeful cockpit-like driving position. It really sets the tone for a focused interior that promotes an exhilarating drive that is super engaging. And it's super quiet in there because they have advanced cabin technologies such as active noise cancellation and cabin air purification, which offer new levels of comfort and refinement. One of the things that's really important to me is the actual driver's seat. The Range Rover Sport has an optional 22-way adjustable heated and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. But enough hearing about it. Design your Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. You're great at managing your business, but are you great at managing your financial future? That's where Yahoo Finance comes in. When you need to be able to diversify your wealth, take your dividends from your business, and invest in other types of investments, like the stock market, you're going to want to know what you're investing in. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. So if you want to read up about the businesses that are making moves so that you can make the right investments in the stock market, you're going to love what you find at Yahoo Finance. What I love about Yahoo Finance is that I can jump right in, spend a few minutes a day, read up about some great companies that will inform my decision on where to invest. And you can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. One of my other favorite things about the 5-Minute Journal is that it starts with a really thought-provocative quote. So you read the quote as you start your day, and it allows you to reflect. It allows you to get in the mindset of, hey, this is a thinking time. There's quotes from famous people in history to Italian proverbs to modern-day comedians. So it really keeps it fresh every day. Also, if you're wondering, the 5-Minute Journal also gives you detailed instructions on how to stick to this journal, how to use it, the benefits of it, and how to stick to this routine. It also gives you tips like, hey, even if you had a long day, stick to your journal. Even if you have a pounding headache, do your nighttime journaling. You have an early morning tomorrow, get up 3 minutes early and do your morning journaling. The point here is that no matter what, you got to stick to this, just like you're washing your face or brushing your teeth. You wouldn't miss it, right? And the fact that it's so short, you should have no excuse. There's a quote on one of the pages of this book that I want to share with you that really encapsulates why the 5-Minute Journal is so powerful. And this is a quote by Thomas Edison, and he says, "Never go to sleep without a request to your subconscious," meaning frame your state of mind before you go to bed. Start your day and end your day on your terms. One of the things I learned over the years is that you have to take control of the thoughts that go in your head. Don't let outside forces dictate the ideas that get inside your brain, right? Whether it's pressure from outside or a text message you get or something on social media. No, you are the person who's responsible to make sure that you start your day right and you end your day right. And this journal will help you do that. I highly recommend you pick up The 5-Minute Journal by Alex Icahn. You can get it at 5minutejournal.com. If you love today's must read, let me know in iTunes rating and review. I'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on whatever you use to listen to podcasts. If you're listening on a podcast app, just hit that subscribe button and you have access to over 1,400 episodes in our archives. If you're listening on SoundCloud, move over to a podcast player, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Overcast. This is going to give you the best experience possible. Also, as a special announcement, if you're looking to grow your business, get more leads, get more sales, I'm doing a special live workshop on how to do that with webinars. Go to webinarninja.com/workshop to sign up for free for this live training. I will be teaching it personally, so I hope to see you there over at webinarninja.com/workshop. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. There's a quote I love by Jim Rohn, and it's, "Stand guard at the gates of your mind." Meaning you have to be super vigilant about what you think about, how you think about it, when you think about it. And that's what I love about the 5-Minute Journal. It trains this muscle, being conscious of the thoughts you allow in your mind when you start your day, when you end your day. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.